Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Professor Reeza Daniels, Associate Professor with the School of Economics at the University of Cape Town. A very, very good morning. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. How are you this morning?
Hi, thanks very much. And thank you for the opportunity.
So it's obviously a major, major concern because we need to get as many people vaccinated as possible, especially the vulnerable in our community. But there does seem to be a lot of hesitancy, reluctance, misinformation out there. Tell us about this. Tell us about the study that looked at this.
Okay, thanks. So the study is called the National Income Dynamics Study, Coronavirus Rapid Mobile Survey. And it was a study that was initiated at the beginning of 2020 when it became clear that COVID-19 was going to hit. And one of my co-investigators, Nick Spall, was key in getting together both the funding and the individuals among the academic community of at least 5 universities. Initially, it was even more than that. People were coming together to think about how can we best understand the impacts of this. Mm. So by the time we went into lockdown level 5, which took place in April last year, we basically had together a team that put together a study of a representative sample of South African adults aged over 18. And then we followed them approximately every 2 to 3 months from April to the present. The study, therefore, provides us with data about what people's experiences during the lockdown are since April last year. And we just released yesterday the 4th wave of data, which looked at what people experienced in January. As you mentioned, what was significant about this 4th wave is that we added a question on, would you take the vaccine if it became available? And this was the first time that we'd asked this question, because by the end of last year, it was becoming clear that vaccines were now being approved internationally and administered in many nations. So what we spoke about yesterday was some of the impacts of that and some of the findings around that question, along with a range of other findings.
So what did you find? Where are we in terms of vaccine acceptance or reluctance or hesitancy, as we call it?
Okay, so we found that about 71% of South Africans are willing to take a vaccine. Now, this places us, in terms of vaccine acceptance, this places us higher than places like the United States and France, but lower than countries like China, Brazil, and the UK. So there are a lot of reasons why people may decide not or to take a vaccine if it were available. Among the 29% of respondents who were vaccine hesitant, the 3 leading reasons that we found was that they were worried about the side effects. That was the most important reason. Then after that, that they did not believe it was effective. That was the next most important reason. And then about 18% of those who didn't want to take the vaccine said that they didn't trust vaccines in general. Now, obviously, with all of the delays in the vaccines, in South Africa in particular, where both the AstraZeneca and then later the Johnson & Johnson vaccines were called into question in terms of their efficacy, it isn't surprising that you will see some vaccine hesitancy. What we need to figure out is how we continue to vaccinate the rest of the population that does want that vaccine, and to do that in a shorter time frame as possible.
Yeah, I would imagine that the more people that get it and are living testimony to the fact that it doesn't freeze your blood, which is what somebody told me, then, you know, then they'll be able to see, hold on, it's not so bad. You know, you've had the vaccine and you seem to be managing with frozen blood. So all is good in the world. I would imagine that as we start to do that, and I really do believe, by the way, that the pausing of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, when there really was no sound medical reason to do so, was a very, very big mistake because with the AstraZeneca, the nervousness around that, the fact is that we didn't bring it into the country, or we did bring it into the country, but then we didn't use it. So it could have been quite logically explained away. But then when the same vaccine that we are going to be using was paused and they say, okay, now it's okay to use it, it creates this, it destroys confidence, unfortunately. And that's what we're going to have to try and fight back to give people the confidence to say that it's actually pretty much, it is okay. Just, you know, rather have the vaccine than COVID.
Yes, absolutely. And what's important about the administration of the vaccine is that you want a large enough majority of your population to have it, because then it kind of helps to develop this idea of herd immunity. But the important thing is that the vaccines are safe. They have been approved, even if they've been reviewed. And so as a consequence, there's just no excuse anymore for rolling out vaccines as fast as possible. My parents live in a different country where they have administered the vaccine. They've received their two doses, for example, and they are all the happier for it. They're in their late 70s, so they're at a very high-risk part of the demographic profile. And this is what's so important. If we do not scale up our vaccine effort, we will put vulnerable populations at risk, and we've seen that that can be devastating in all countries.
The studies also showed that there's a different response amongst various population groups in South Africa.
Yes, I'm not aware of that response, because I think that was more in the medical field, so I haven't kept up to date with what's happening there epidemiologically.
Right, but very, very interesting indeed, and I think absolutely critical to keep the information flowing so that people are aware that this is safe, and that it is absolutely vital for yourself or for people that are vulnerable around us to receive the vaccine. So keep doing the great work that you are doing, Professor Risa Daniel, Associate Professor with the School of Economics at the University of Cape Town, speaking to us about the findings of the survey around people in South Africa.